But we do this each and every Thursday at this time.
Baltimore.
Am I the jerk? Well, it's true. They do go to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You can get your scenarios in. You can email us, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So yesterday, I'll start off because I have my own scenario.
All right. Yes.
So I go to...
Let him tell the story first.
Sorry.
So I had scheduled a couple
of weeks
ago.
You're a real jerk.
I know, Travis. I'm sorry.
Can I tell my story?
Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I feel like you guys are the jerks now.
So what else do you have going on?
Oh, man.
I scheduled an appointment to go apply for TSA PreCheck.
All right.
So I go, it's at a
like
a Staples, like an office supply place, you know? So I go in there and there's two people already there. And so I have to get in and I have my appointment. You sign in and I sit. I got there about 20 minutes before my appointment because the website tells you get there at least 10 minutes ahead of time. It's like, all right, I'm good. My appointment's at 2 o'clock. I got there about 1:40-ish. So I'm sitting there and the lady who is processing everybody goes, just to let you guys know, I had a malfunction earlier today, so I'm a little behind. So you're going to be about 10 minutes behind the appointment that you registered for, but I'll get to everybody. I'm like looking around like me and these two other people. Okay, cool. So the two other people go and then this lady walks in and sits down and the person doing the processing walks over and calls not my name, even though I was the third person there. And she calls this other lady and she goes, yeah, so she's the 150 appointment. So because I'm behind, technically her appointment's before you. It's like, okay, fine. That's fine. Even though I was here first, whatever. That makes sense. So I'm sitting there. Time goes by. A couple more people arrive, including an older woman, probably 75, 77-year-old woman.
All right.
She sits down, and I'm noticing a few more people are coming there. She goes over to the book and announces whatever this lady's name is.
Oh, no.
And this is where I go, okay. And I go, well, I'm the 2 o'clock. And the lady doing the work in there goes, well, we have 3 2-o'clock appointments. And I go, okay, well, I was here first. And I've been here for about 40 minutes now. And this old lady looks at me and goes, well, once I stand up, it's really hard for me to sit down. And I just look at her and go, okay.
Ooh.
Like, so I was like, what difference does that make? And I didn't say that in my brain.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said it out loud.
Yeah, I thought this might have been out loud.
Out loud.
You never know.
Out loud, I just go, in this tone, I just go, okay.
That I believe.
And she goes, well, I had back surgery in my spine. And I was like, I have a bad knee.
Did you tell her about your hernia surgery?
No.
You
just go, well, I have a bad knee. And she goes, well, I had knee replacement.
Well, and you got a one-up
surgery off here.
I go, oh, so I guess you win. Knock yourself out. And she goes, okay, I will go. And I go, well, kick ass.
Everything's cool.
Out loud. And so then she goes, and I kid you not. Remember, she told me once I stand up, it's hard for me to sit down. Takes about 10, 12 minutes to go through the process to get registered and everything. This lady stood up and sat down 4 different times within that 10-minute period. And I almost walked over and go, my God, are you okay? You must be in incredible pain since you told me you couldn't sit back down, even though it was my turn, and you just did 4 times. I did not say that to her, but man, I had to get up and walk away. And I was like, dude, just calm down. It's fine. But we had somebody come into the house yesterday at 3. So I was trying to get out of there. And because of that, I knew I was going to be late getting back. So then, of course, when she leaves, she walks over, she goes, thank you for letting me go. And I didn't say anything. I just looked at her and I was like that kind of. And then the lady doing it goes, thanks for doing that. And I was like, well, you know.
It's almost like you didn't have a choice.
Right.
I go, it is what it is. I mean, I was here first and I get the process. It's a beating, but what are you going to do?
I want to put the jerk label on the lady calling names. Like, I would like to know what the gender of the third name, because she knows this man has been standing here or hanging out here for 40 minutes, and then she calls Gertrude's name,
so
knowing that's not you.
When you sign in, like, you can't sign above, you just sign the next line.
Right.
So the lady that I was there ahead of that had the appointment time, she signed below me. But since she said, well, she had the 150 appointment, I was like, okay, I get that. But then this other lady was like two names down below me for the same appointment time. And when I go, but I was here first, because by that time I'm getting a little irritated just sitting there.
Yeah.
And when I saw her stand up and then sit down multiple times, man, awesome. I was like, okay, I don't know if you're doing this to spite me.
Or yeah, she was flexing on you, dude.
Or if you just flat out lied and thought because you're old.
And I can't wait to get to that age so I can use that to see if I could, you know, jump in front of some young whippersnapper like you. Like, you can stew and be mad on all on the inside, but I accomplished what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the privileges of getting to that age. Yeah. That you can do that. But it's definitely a jerk move. She swindled you and you fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
And the one thing that will just set me off, I cannot stand line cutters. I am the guy, I don't care where we are or who's around, I will immediately say something about it.
Yeah, I'll start muttering under my breath. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm just, guess I'm not standing here.
I mean, I'll make a scene.
Yeah, I've done
grocery stores before.
Drives me insane, line cutters. Cause it's that, and then the people, it's the straight up, they just walk in front of you.
Right.
But it's the ones that ease in front of you. Like, they'll sort of stand like adjacent to you, and then a couple minutes later, they're right next to you, and now all of a sudden you're not paying attention. How did this guy get in front of me, actually? They have somebody save their spot in line. Oh, like, it drives me nuts.
I was like, you know that I was here first. You're old. You have nothing else to do today.
Well, maybe she does have something to do.
Yeah, she's got to get up and down.
She's retired. What's she going to do? Nothing.
Well, retired people do things.
Like what? Watch TV?
Maybe she couldn't figure out the TiVo.
I'm just saying.
And she had to go watch it because she couldn't record
I was like, okay.
Young and the Restless.
In my head, I tried
Bingo
to process.
Bingo at three? I mean, come on.
I was like, she looked like maybe a few years older than my mom. But I was like, okay, if my mom... I said, no, because my mom wouldn't do that. Because my mom wouldn't stand up and somebody else goes, well, I was here. My mom would go, well, that... My mom, if they called her name, well, that young man was here before me. Which is what this old person should have done.
Okay, she has a name.
Yeah. Ass.
I don't think that's
old ass. I'm sorry.
Well, Miss Old Ass will be TSA pre-check before you.
One
damn
name.
Right.
That's for damn sure.
So that's my story from yesterday.
No, I don't think you're a jerk.
I mean, I could have been really a fake sweet about it. Like, oh yeah, sure, go ahead. I've been sitting here for 45 minutes. Go ahead.
What if she lines up behind you at the security? You gonna let her go through?
No.
Okay. I don't think you are a jerk. I don't. Do you?
No. And I don't necessarily think old lady was intentionally being a jerk.
I think she was.
Maybe
I
so. The getting up and down 3-4 times is kind of the biggest power move I've ever heard.
Yeah, when she said that, and then she throws out, well, I had knee replacement because I was just throwing out I have a bad knee. Oh, you're back. I have a bad knee. Whatever.
I can't believe you guys are going back and forth with the injury list.
I had a knee replacement.
That's great.
Like, that's
line lady. Line lady's the jerk. She's the one that should have determined how all this was going to go, so there should have been no interaction between you guys.
Yeah, which knee did you have replaced, ma'am? The left one. Well, you're going to need the right one. All right.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one. All right. Here's a scenario from a P1. I'm sitting in traffic at a busy intersection. A guy at a gas station pulls up to the road to get out. I can see he just finished pumping gas, so he's only been waiting 5 seconds. I've been at this intersection for 2 red light, green light cycles, and so have the cars behind me. I don't let the guy out. I've been here longer than him, and so have the people behind me. I can see him get angry about it. But if I let him out, am I not being a jerk to the cars behind me?
Yeah, I don't think this person's a jerk.
No. You're just sort of, there is a right of way in traffic, but there's also kind of a courtesy of how long somebody has been somewhere.
Right.
And if somebody's squeezing in, because technically it's their turn, but I've been sitting here for 15 minutes and the people behind me have been sitting here the same amount of time, you're as a line acting in unison of we're going to make this happen for us because we've been here for a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like the waiting in line thing that we were just talking about to me. Cause if it's true that the dude just pulled up from getting gas and was there for 5 seconds, then I mean, come on, man. There's a long line of cars. You're probably gonna have to wait. Like, I'm always stunned when that happens to me. And the first I pull up and the car's like, come on. I'm like, wow, Okay, thanks.
And it shouldn't take that long for that person to merge into the traffic.
Right.
And you don't, I don't feel like you're losing a lot of time when you let someone that's coming out of a store or a gas station into the, into the flow of traffic. I feel that's a nice thing to do. But yeah, you can get steamed, I guess, if you see cycle after cycle of the, light turn and you're just sitting there. That, I can see how frustrating that is, but it's kind of courteous.
I got stuck at a light the other day that I swear did not change to green through like three cycles of the other edges. It was like one of those that's coming out of like a strip center, a strip mall with a bunch of stores.
And that's when you're on your own, bro.
Oh, yeah.
If I see that's not changing, then I'm going. I've been sitting here way too long.
We're doing a right turn. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
We're getting out of here.
Yeah, I feel like.
But the emailer is not the jerk.
For not letting them out?
Right.
I mean, you could help. It'll help everyone out because, again, you're not losing a ton of time.
No.
Unless the person pulling out just takes his merry sweet time. Now you go, oh, my gosh, here we go. But that's like if you're in another lane and then it's a turn-only lane and then you just move to the front to bounce over, I'm not letting that person in. But if that person's in an establishment to buy gas or go to the store or something, then I'm always saying, all right, come on, you can – just carry up.
I don't think you're a jerk if you don't.
Yeah, no, it's an option. Yeah. It's an option there, and you're not a jerk if you don't let them out, especially if you have been sitting in traffic. Yeah.
You can also help yourself by just turning right and then another right and U-turn, so you're going the way you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Could That's probably well. Shorter than waiting three cycles of a light in line.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But you don't realize that until it's three cycles in either.
Sure, but instead of just waiting there and getting extra mad about not getting in, just help yourself out.
No, that kind of helps me out.
Just
I like
roll down
extra
your window
mad.
And tell the line of cars, I have a bad back once I
have bad
I'm
knee,
in this
bad
car.
Knee replacement.
I got to keep going.
Then you do a bunch of squats in the middle of the street.
What gets me is the car that's in the right lane that has every ability to move over stays there so I can't turn right and I have to wait the cycle of the light.
I can't stand
that. That happened to me yesterday and boy, that fired me up.
I always move
all the
over.
Room in the world. Get over. And I know it's
dumb.
A lane. It's
I'm
not
mad.
A turn only lane, but it's courtesy.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore. There is no common courtesy. It's all what am I doing? Everybody's living in their own world and they've got blinders up of their selfishness and moving
have
forward in their way.
Right. I got right behind that car too. Like he couldn't even take his foot off the brake and back up. He would have hit my car. That's how close I was.
Do you think that affected his day?
No, it didn't.
One iota.
But it made me feel better.
And
if you're
going
to be selfish, I'm going to be selfish here at this very moment.
Everybody
bitch
get your
ass
own.
MF-er.
Wow, Donnie.
I love that.
Just a guy.
That's Am I the Jerk for this week.